Chapter 2, A Little of Chickamauga. The history of that awful struggle is well known. I have not the intention to record it here, but only to relate some part of what I saw of it. My purpose not instruction, but entertainment. I was an officer of the staff of a federal brigade. Chickamauga was not my first battle by many, for although hardly more than a boy in years, I had served at the front from the beginning of the trouble, and had seen enough of war to give me a fair understanding of it. We knew well enough that there was to be a fight. The fact that we did not want one would have told us that, for Bragg always retired when we wanted to fight, and fought when we most desired peace. We had maneuvered him out of Chattanooga, but had not maneuvered our entire army into it, and he fell back so sullenly that those of us who followed, keeping him actually in sight, were a good deal more concerned about effecting a junction with the rest of our army than to push the pursuit. By the time that Rosecrans had got his three scattered corps together, we were a long way from Chattanooga, with our line of communication with it so exposed that Bragg turned to seize it. Chickamauga was a fight for possession of a road. Back along this road raced Crittenden's corps with those of Thomas and McCook, which had not before traversed it. The whole army was moving by its left. There was sharp fighting all along and all day, for the forest was so dense that the hostile lines came almost into contact before fighting was possible. One instance was particularly horrible. After some hours of close engagement, my brigade, with foul pieces and exhausted cartridge boxes, was relieved and withdrawn to the road to protect several batteries of artillery, probably 24 pieces, which commanded an open field in the rear of our line. Before our weary and virtually disarmed men had actually reached the guns, the line in front gave way, fell back behind the guns, and went on, the Lord knows whither. A moment later the field was gray with Confederates in pursuit. Then the guns opened fire with grape and canister, and for perhaps 5 minutes, it seemed an hour, nothing could be heard but the infernal din of their discharge, and nothing seen through the smoke but a great ascension of dust from the smitten soil. When all was over...